Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It's Wednesday at our Hawk Topics because Steve Hawk is here. So
welcome, Steve.
Oh, thumbs up, Steve Hawk.
Thumbs up, producer Steve. Yeah. Thumbs up.
Big shout out to Furry.
Who's that?
Furry's listening. He's
great.
Big shout out, Furry. On his way to work with my sons. Oh. They're in the car, and he...
Now, does he dress like a furry, or is that just his nickname?
It's just his nickname.
Oh, okay.
He said to my son when they turned on the radio as they're going to work, Jay, play some bangers.
Ooh.
So instead, he's going to listen to us do this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Personal requests really never get you anywhere. I found that to be so
put
true.
Put you on the list.
Yeah. See what we can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the program, Steve. Glad
Hi,
to have
guys.
You. What do you think of Hawk as a first name, Steve Hawk?
I don't think I like it. I don't really want anybody else to share my name with me.
Is it because it's shared? Like,
I don't want anybody to be named Steve.
Well, this is awkward.
Yeah. Producer Steve feeling.
I just think that's kind of an awkward first name. Hawk.
Hawk.
Oh, but you know, actually, it's what I only go by mostly.
I don't know anybody that calls you Steve except for maybe us occasionally.
There's Prince, Madonna, and me.
Yeah, yeah.
We all decided to go with the whole, well, she doesn't count. We all decided to go with the whole one name thing.
Ouch.
Hawk.
Yeah.
It's just a great name.
It's such a great, I mean, just, it sounds so good. Hawk.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay. There's a football team that thinks so too.
Yeah. Go Hawk.
I wonder which one came first.
I believe you did. Yeah.
Well, yes. Thanks. Good answer, guys.
You're welcome. Well, yeah, we feel like we had to support you on that. Well. So.
Maybe it was the chicken. I don't know.
I get what you
Producer
mean.
Steve, you're always on.
He's funny.
Love it.
Hawk, what was the last food you ate in bed?
Ooh, Klondike bar.
Oh, really?
Really? What did that you have to do for
that's
the Klondike
next
bar?
Level, man.
Well, I was trying to think because I don't normally do it, but the other night I did, and it stood out because I was thinking, oh, what am I doing?
Right, yeah. You felt like you were breaking all the
rules.
Really
did.
Like a little kid.
Looking around. Okay. Nobody's seeing me.
Did nobody see you?
Nobody saw me.
Oh, that's hilarious. What'd you do with the wrapper?
I went to bed, put it on the side of the bed, and grabbed it in the morning.
Well, okay, yeah. Wow. Risky.
Yeah, I went to bed early. I was just exhausted. And so there I was. And
that's
grabbed
hilarious.
A Klondike bar on my way. I don't really know why.
Because you could.
Well, I don't know what led me to the freezer. Normally, it's not a place I go to before bed. Normally, it's like brush your teeth, not freezer time.
Steve Hawk, how old is the Klondike bar?
How long
do you think it's been around?
62.
Feels like that's a good
Since
guess.
1962?
No, 62 years.
62 years.
Oh.
How about 102?
I was going to say that.
102 years.
Really? 102 years ago, they were making Klondike bars. Yeah. Why do I not believe that?
That seems like that
it
would
seems
be weird.
Like they just figured out how to churn ice cream, let alone wrap it in a hard chocolate shell.
Gosh, it makes me want to have one of those so bad.
Impressive,
so
isn't it?
It was a Heath one, too. Have you ever had one of those?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No, it's next level at my place.
Wow. What's it like to be a millionaire?
I know, right?
I'm looking at some of the flavors now. They have a mint one.
Real good. Had it.
Really?
Oh, God.
Wait. You guys are Klondike people?
I do. I like Klondike bars. Yeah.
Do you get like a variety pack or what?
No,
what
they don't. I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
That's actually a pretty good idea, though, Steve.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, a couple of Reese's, a couple of Heaths, a couple
of
the mint.
I like the Heath ones. And the mint ones are real good. You can't go wrong with mint ice cream, really.
No. Did you know that my son last night was going to go get it? He's like, oh, we're going to get ice cream cones because that's what you do. Either that or you eat a. You know, a Klondike bar.
Sure.
And he's like, you want one? I'm like, hey, yeah, whatever, sure. Chocolate, sure. So he went to McDonald's, and the one in the Valley doesn't serve chocolate ice cream anymore. I'm like, what?
Really?
What are you doing with
that? Do they have burgers still?
I think they do.
I think they do. Yeah, last time I checked.
Jeez. We're safe there. I thought he was going to say, oh, ice cream machine's down.
Yeah.
You know, it's only every time you go in, it's
right,
like,
it seems
even
like
a
it.
Little bit of a different time of night. Oh, it's a... We're cleaning it. I'm like, that's got to be the cleanest ice cream machine I've ever seen.
Hawk, do you remember the big Klondike bar controversy?
Nope. Is that the one where they're putting them on a stick and they said, no, we can't do that. Keep them.
1986.
What is that, a dilly bar? Is that
the
what is
U.S. That Court of Appeals prohibited Kraft Foods from using a wrapper resembling the distinctive Klondike bar wrapper.
Oh. I don't think I was part
Kraft
of that.
Kraft was selling their polar bar.
Oh,
and
that's
it looked exactly like...
Well, there's a polar bear in front of the Klondike bar, so I feel
sure
like
is.
That's a kind of a infringement there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've seen generic Lucky Charms where there's like some weird leprechaun rolling around.
Yeah, you gotta just be careful, I
guess. Yeah.
And here's what I found out.
What?
You don't mess with the Klondikes.
That's absolutely true.
No.
I've said that almost my whole life.
Did it not end well? Or
no, it did not.
Oh, okay.
Steve, have you ever thought about deactivating your social media?
Yeah.
Or deleting altogether?
Yeah, I mean, easy for me, though, because I haven't even touched it. I'd go and look, but I have not posted for years.
Okay, yeah.
Are you only on Facebook?
No, I have an Instagram also.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I've never seen it.
You shouldn't. I don't do anything with it.
Yeah, okay. So you're a looker kinda, only, not a participator.
Yeah, and I don't even look that often because it's so depressing and stupid and ill-informed.
And every time, but other than that, it's great.
That's unfair to Instagram.
It's unfair to both of them, really. Because they both could have done very well and served a wonderful purpose.
And you could maybe like go seek out other things.
Yes, and you still can do that. Yeah, but no, I stopped. Here's what my family looks like. I stopped doing that a long time ago. If they want to, they can find out.
I know, but now I have to actually go to your house and look in the windows to see what they look like.
Come on over. I'll feed you a hot dog.
Kind of awkward. And a Klondike bar.
Yep.
I kind of forget what your wife looks like.
You want me to remind you?
Yeah.
Steve.
Steve. I'm kidding. It's all in fun. I mean, she's a brunette. She's gorgeous. She's
what I remember about her, but it's been a long time since I've seen her. I would
that's
like
what
to
I remember
go to your
about
Facebook
her.
Page and,
yeah. Yeah.
and see her.
I'll bring her to the studio.
Will you?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Would she like to be on this show?
If she could bring food to impress you, then she would do it.
Well, yes, of course she can. That's a double dipper. Yeah.
Like most chefs, and she's not a chef, but she pretends very well to be. Yeah. She enjoys it when people enjoy her food. She just loves that.
Yeah, well, I get that. Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah. You feel good. You made people happy. There's a sense of accomplishment.
I don't feel that way when I grill a hot dog.
You're like,
I just say, here.
Eat it. Stop complaining.
It doesn't matter stop that it's not. They're already pre-cooked. Just eat it.
What do you think your wife...
Wow. Fun times at your house.
Yeah, well, I'm the master chef. Yeah,
what do you apparently. Think she would bring if she came in here?
She
maybe a go-to dish or something?
No, she doesn't really. She's really good at a lot of them. Maybe a corn chowder or a...
Corn chowder?
Yeah, hot street corn chowder.
Love corn chowder in July.
That sounds good.
I know, right? But still.
Well, it's June, so we're lucky.
Yeah. Right.
Strawberry rhubarb pie. She makes a mean strawberry rhubarb pie.
Okay, yeah. I'm down with that, too.
You know, I brought in some... what did I bring in the other day? Caesar dressing.
Oh, yeah. You made your own, huh?
Yeah, she did.
Or she did, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's better than anything I've ever... had.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know anybody other than your wife who makes their own dressing. I mean, like literally makes it from scratch.
I know. She says it's easy.
Huh? I've done it a few times. I haven't done it for a few years. Yeah. It is pretty easy. You get the little...
Hey, don't diminish what his wife's doing right now. We might not get food out of
the machine.
You get the little...
Yeah. It's Pampered Chef. I have a Pampered Chef.
You sure are.
How much do you pay her?
So,
okay.
I don't. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Last candy I had, you want to know what it was?
I do.
Kevin James.
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Our friend Steve Hawk is in here. Steve, you get one candy for the rest of your life. All the rest of the candy's gone.
One candy. So not a candy bar, just one piece of candy.
Yeah, you can have that candy forever now for all of eternity.
Right, but that's the only one.
That's all you get.
That's a tough question.
It kind of is.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to first of all start with, like, do I want chocolate?
No, I'm going to take no chocolate. No candy bars. No chocolate.
Little pieces of chocolate. Nothing like that.
Chocolate
just
out.
Just candy.
So, like, you know.
Of like Skittles and Starburst and
correct
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Hard candy?
That counts. Mm-hmm. Just anything that's not chocolate. I will tell you this. I bought when we were traveling in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, blah, blah, blah. We were like, let's just get some snacks. Well, I like hot tamales while driving. And then I found myself, instead of doing one or two, I'll do like 10 and just like burn the inside of your mouth, but you're awake after that.
Yes, sir.
But, and then I bought, there was a box of Spree's. Do you remember those things?
Oh, the hard little, yes, gross, the chalky ones. Chewies,
I did not. I didn't have those. I might have got them had I known. But yeah, they're like sweet tarts with a coating, kind of. Yeah,
like a chalky coating?
No, it's not really chalky. Okay. Or maybe my mouth is dead from all the hot tamales.
Okay.
But I was like, that was.
You like that?
I really did. I was surprised how much, because, you know, something like maybe 40 years ago or something.
Do yourself a favor. Get the Chewy Spree. I find it to be one of the finest candies they've ever
Underrated,
had.
Underrated, huh?
I don't think I've ever seen those. Not the chewy ones.
Right.
My brain keeps going to Skittles, and I don't know why. Just because there's a variety.
I
know that. And they're good?
Yeah, it's a go-to for sure. It's easy fallback.
Yeah.
If you're standing there looking at the candy and it's different when you're, I don't know, for me anyway, when I'm driving, I will eat stuff that I don't normally eat.
Yeah.
Just to pass the time, whatever it takes.
Yeah, me too.
I do a lot of sunflower seeds, but you know.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. But at some point.
You can't do anymore.
The roof of your mouth is ripped into pieces and you go, time to move some Sprees in there.
That's why it's hard because.
Salt and sugar.
Right.
Do you like any of the sour candies?
I don't love them.
See, like I like the Sour Patch Kids, but you can't do it. You cannot eat those on a long drive because you'll eat too many. And then you're just, you're miserable. Your mouth is so raw.
You.
Yeah, you're like, that was no good. Have you tried the mini Starbursts?
No.
Okay.
Mini Starbursts.
But they're unwrapped, small. Yeah? Or no?
They're unwrapped, and they're little miniature squares.
Like Skittles. Square Skittles.
They are, a little easier to chew, maybe.
Sure. They're literally square Skittles. What a great invention. Have you tried the triangle? Man, I like those octagon Skittles. Those are amazing.
They're so good, you guys.
Oh, I got the trapezoid.
Starburst minis.
So fantastic.
Shapes are fun.
Shapes are great.
Yeah, we learned that with SpaghettiOs a long time ago.
Now, I'm going to tell you what you don't do with Starburst minis. Learned a little lesson at my house the other day. My granddaughter had them.
Well, there you go.
And that's a good start. She apparently had seen something on one of the kids' shows where, Papa, this is how you make edible slime.
Oh, wow.
You melt these.
Okay.
And you mix something with it.
Sure.
And then it looks like slime, but it's edible.
God bless the internet.
And so she looked over and
you don't
want to
get that one wrong either.
Geez. Can we put it in the microwave?
Sure. What
can
go
wrong? No, we're not putting it in the microwave.
Oh my gosh.
Papa, can I put it? And she puts it in a little measuring cup, and she wants to put it in the microwave. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Kevin.
Well, what's look, 5 seconds? Who cares? It's just going to melt, right? So she puts it in for a minute, and I'm like, I don't know if that's long enough. Because I'm thinking they're kind of hard.
Attaboy.
So I go, hit the little thing that says plus 30.
Baked potato.
So they're sitting there.
The popcorn.
All of a sudden
frozen
I hear her
meat.
Yelling. I hear her yelling. Oh, no, oh, no. And I look, and there's just bubbling red lava coming out of the.
I mean.
Okay, you take it out, and it is. You stir it up, and it's like, oh, this is awesome. But, of course, it's so hot, you could never eat it.
No.
So I'm like, well, we'll just let it cool down for a little bit. I left the spoon in it. It turns harder than concrete.
I bet.
I could not get that
stuck.
Spoon out of there. It would not. You could not eat it. There was nothing you could do.
Reheat it.
Reheat with the spoon in there.
Yeah.
Good idea, producer Steve.
Steve, you know what I did? Put it under really hot water until I could get the spoon out, and then I.
Oh, there you go.
I dug it all out with my finger. And
did you not
it.
Remember, Kevin, what the kid did with the glow stick in the microwave?
I did.
When the guy did the.
What you do with a beautiful shirt on, not to mention it's all over your awesome shirt.
Kid blew up all over the kid's awesome
explode.
Shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So I learned a lesson there, but I would highly recommend Starburst minis.
Okay. But I could still microwave it. I just need to be a little bit quicker with the thaw process.
Yeah, I think that's.
I think so.
I need to take it and pour it over, I don't know, a Klondike bar or something, and then let it harden up. And then I've got like two magic shells on the outside.
Ooh.
Seems like you do know. Some,
winner, winner.
Yeah, seems like you do know.
What kind of Skittle do you really, really want, though? Do you want a rhombus or you want a hexagon?
Like a, I want a
decagon.
I still like the circles.
Circle.
Skittles,
sphere.
Okay. Or sphere.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them. Sphere is fun to say.
It is a fun
word.
It's
a fun
to
word.
Say. Yeah.
A spree spear. How about that?
Spree spear. Whoa. Spears. Whoa. Spears. Are you good at tongue twisters?
Not really.
I mean, you speak for a living.
I know.
What you
that's
do.
Why I don't like them.
Okay. Because it's tricky. Yeah.
They don't serve a lot of purposes.
That's fair.
Not unless you're six.
Have you had to do any impressions lately?
No.
On like commercials or for other, because you do stuff for, you know, radio stations in other parts of the world and all that. Has anybody said, hey, can anybody do it? And you have like a go-to impression, like, oh yeah, I can do.
No, you know, there was a request.
Popeye or something.
There was a request thrown out there for anybody that can do a New York accent, but please don't make it sound like Italian New York.
Oh, wow.
And I remember thinking to myself, what is that?
Yeah, how does that sound? Yeah.
How do you do a New York without being an Italian New York?
I feel like they just kind of, they start to blend together.
I think that it's just really a nasty kind of
mad. Yeah.
Profane.
Right, without swearing.
Yeah. And there might be a little bit, you know, some slang in there, but.
Yeah. And then you had to like read a script.
So,
hey, what are you talking about there?
I'm no good at accents, though, so I didn't even try that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I've always said, don't ask me, even when we get to leprechaun season, don't. I can try, but I sound like a Shrek who's on, not like he's had a couple of cocktails.
drunk
Shrek. Ogre. That's what I always define.
Hey, does anybody out there know how to do a drunk Shrek?
Well, my leprechaun, my Santa, and everything sounds like a drunk Shrek.
That's a great selling point for you voiceover guys.
For the small bar and grill in Upper Michigan.
It's one of their favorites.
I'm not good at them. Are you? Accents?
I mean, I'll try them. I don't think I'm that.
Well, and the problem is I don't appreciate when you can tell somebody's doing an accent. So unless you can do it real genuine, then don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like to do it, especially for radio. I'm just doing you an injustice. I just sound like a buffoon. I sound like a dork, a drunk Shrek, trying to do
Santa Claus. There's actually not a lot of requests for just a buffoon.
Not usually. Sometimes. Also, depends on which radio station.
Let's just...
We're going to hope that that's not ours. I mean,
no.
Okay, thanks.
No, you guys are here. I don't need to act.
Also, a word, right, that's not
just
used
to
enough.
You. Hey, Kevin, I need a buffoon.
Yes, I was going to say, I'm kind of the resident buffoon.
Is he the one? He's your go-to?
Yeah. Script says buffoon. Hey, Kevin!
Steve keeps a listener. Buffoon,
he always
Kevin.
He tries to be so sweet about it, too. He's like, no, I really just feel like this is where we need your voice, because you always kind of have that... You know, it's like either I could do it or you could do it. I feel like we're the only two people who could do this.
It's a very welcoming voice.
Yeah, and he tries to like...
He can really sell you, man.
Kevin, you're going to sound so good on this commercial. Just the way you relate to the audience is going to be magical for this commercial in particular. I know that you're going to sell it.
To right.
More than anybody else.
And then I see it as
buffoon.
Sold out. Dang it.
Doesn't help that it's in capital letters.
Right, and there's a picture of Kevin right next to it. It's just a bad deal. Thanks for being here today, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
thanks for the
it.
Laughs.
Yeah, well, thank you.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I hired a handyman and gave him a to-do list. But when I got home, only items 1, 3, and 5 got done.
Kevin James.
Turns out he only does odd jobs.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Clip of the day, Kev, what do you got?
I have lived here my entire life.
In this studio?
In this area.
Oh,
in the Northwest. I mean, I grew up 50 miles outside of Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
We always called it going to town. This is always, Spokane's always been, you know, home, basically.
Sure.
I have never in my life heard this story. I had no idea there was traditions that go along with it. It's embarrassing, but I now bring you the story of Babe Ruth in Spokane.
Spokane story time. Hey, did you know that Babe Ruth hit a home run in Spokane about 100 years ago? Let me explain. So before it was common for every household to have a car, they had streetcars or trolley cars.
And you can still see remnants of the Spokane Rail Car Company here in Spokane in West Central.
So people would use the rail cars Monday through Friday to get to work, but on the weekends, the Spokane Rail Car Company needed an attraction so that they could create money and have things for people to ride to on the weekends. That's where the term end of the line comes from, because rail car companies would make attractions at the end of the line and would be usually on the outside of town. Like, for example, I'm at Twickenham Park, which was then later named Natatorium Park. Natatorium is just a fancy word for an indoor swimming pool. But Natty Park here in Spokane was lit. It was like an amusement park. It had a hotel and a casino, and eventually they built a baseball field. And that's where the Loof Carousel came from originally. And of course, because there's no teams in the Northwest back then, they would have exhibition games. So on October 17th, 1924, Babe Ruth came to Spokane, Washington, played an exhibition game, and in the eighth inning, he hit a home run right here, Natatorium Park in Spokane, Washington. Now you know.
Huh.
Okay. I
didn't understand a word that man said.
Yeah, I've heard of Natatorium Park, okay? Bruce and Warren brought in stuff from Natatorium Park before.
Well, yeah, they were there and helped build it back in the 1900s, early 1900s. Clearly.
I had never heard this Babe Ruth thing, so I looked it up to just make sure this guy
wasn't up right now.
Pulling my leg.
Yeah.
Jay, it's such a big deal. It's so well known, apparently. They do an annual thing where guys go down to the, because the story was he hit it so far that it landed on the edge of the river.
Oh, I love those stories. I actually love those because who cares if it's right?
Yeah.
He also hit three home runs in Seattle 2 days later. Just
okay. Clarify. Babe Ruth. And so what happened was these people go down to the river and they hit balls over the Spokane River in honor.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh.
A yearly tradition. Local ballplayers celebrate Babe Ruth homer.
What? I've never even heard of this.
Neither had I, Jay.
So when did they do this?
October's anniversary date? October 16th, whatever the date is.
I think he said 17, so I'm going to put that in the calendar right now. October 17.
They started it in 2008 when
I have a meeting that day.
You have a meeting October 17th already?
I do, yeah.
Good Lord, how do you know that?
Well, it's in the calendar.
What kind of meeting? Who's planning a meeting in October?
It's a terrible, terrible, terrible time. Now I have Babe Ruth Home Run Day on October 17th.
So yeah, I just
can't wait.
I mean, again, lived here my whole life, had never heard
any of that.
I
love that.
Yeah, what day of the week is that?
I think it's a Thursday. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Favorite meeting day.
Is it? Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe we'll see if they're still going down to the river and hitting home runs.
And how do they hit home runs over the, I mean, do they have a pitcher? Do they put it on a stand? Thank you, Kevin.
They throw it up to themselves and hit it over.
Oh, they're the greatest.
What it looks like.
Hitter of them all. Unless they miss, then they're the greatest pitcher of them all.
Yeah, it's probably a day you don't want to swing and miss.
Right. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. This is an article from the Spokesman back in 2018 where they're showing all the pictures of it, and it looks fun.
What was the year again? 29, did you say? No, what was it?
1924. Oh, 24. It's a 100-year anniversary of it this year.
Well, then we should make a bigger deal of this.
Yeah, it's
going
to
be
we're going to.
Okay, why
what
are you
else
mad?
Do you think Babe Ruth did while he was in town? You know, he
probably
was,
drink.
He was known for being a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, I think they all were at that moment. You know why? Because their social media pages were down.
That's right.
I'm going to say, probably had a few. That's crazy that because we didn't have a baseball team, they just had these exhibition games to what? Encourage people to pay attention to Major League Baseball or something?
I don't know. I mean,
create some hype.
We did it here, Jay, in case you were listening, for the trolley cars.
At the end of the line.
I had never. That was also a great thing I just learned. End of the line, that meant they would put an attraction at the end of the line, so people had a reason to ride the little train
all the way
someplace.
Yeah.
To Natatorium Park,
which I'd never
they
heard
had a
of.
Casino. Oh, guarantee you, Babe Ruth went there.
Right.
Smoked a cigar, lost some money.
You think they still have that? Is that still around?
Where is this park, Kevin?
Okay, Natatorium Park was, Jay, gosh, we've done this on the show before, and I should remember. I want to say it's where Playfair was.
Okay.
I could be completely wrong.
How do you spell that?
Natatorium.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Natatorium. That's how you spell it.
Thank you.
The Big 99.9. You seem pictures.
This go.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is it? Traffic and weather together. The traffic is typical and the weather is hot. Welcome to supper.
Kevin James.
Well, there's going to be more cones than there are cars.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Isn't that something? Hey, don't forget, you can get on our cruise July 11th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. That is
That one's going to sneak up.
Very much so, Kevin.
Because that's July 11th.
Yeah, and
just right? keep saying it. Doesn't seem like it,
dude. Just keep saying it, and then eventually you'll remember. But yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow, get your tickets by texting the word cruise to 509-441-0999. That's one of the ways you can get your. We'll send you back a link, see, and then you can get it through. It's a PayPal thing and blah, blah, blah. And you can also get your cruise tickets by online. Just go to the big 99.9 coyotecountry.com. You'll see it right there. It'll say Coyote Country Cruise. You click on it and it tells you all the things. And you can also get them at Silver Safari at the Northtown and Valley Malls. Thursday, July 11th.
Simple.
3 hours of fun. 21 and over, please. All right, Kevin, are you ready for your final thought?
Let's do it.
Steve, are you ready for your final thought?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Final thoughts.
Well, let's see how ready you are.
Challenge accepted, Jay.
Thank you.
Actually, my final thought is a gushy thought.
Okay.
To Mr. Kevin James.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow, you wrote
let's
one.
Let's go.
I did. It's kind of lengthy.
Well, I would expect nothing else.
I think it's appropriate.
You want different music than this peppy music?
I don't know. How do you feel?
Well, if it's gushy, I want it all. Music to me adds everything.
Okay, then it might need, because I don't know how,
Let's get gushy.
Are you ready?
Oh, baby.
Oh, here we go.
Kevin James. Some call you the radio's Kevin James. I prefer to call you a dear friend. Which is saying something, since I don't normally trust people with two first names. You, sir, are as funny as the famous man with the same name. Thou art wonderful. It doesn't matter if your hair is gelled or not. It doesn't matter if you mispronounce words. It doesn't matter if you don't like my beat the show questions. I will always respect you. You are always there for me when I have resting nervous face with your smiley face. I appreciate you for getting me out of my comfort zone and getting me out and about to places like the casino. I'll be your luck sucker any day, and your BFF. Thank you from the bottom of my very nice heart. Cheers to you. Let's have an orange soda.
Wow, that's the greatest thing that's ever happened on the show.
I stopped or I would have cried.
That's literally the greatest thing that's ever happened on
that
the show.
That was so sweet.
That
Steve.
Was very kind.
Was that gushy enough?
That was amazing.
Wow.
Kevin, that's got to feel good.
Oh, man. All that, huh? For me?
Yeah.
Little old me.
There could have been more.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's been busy. He's doing his own job and then did that. I think that was fantastic, Steve. Well played.
Thank you, Jay. Nicely done.
Final thoughts.
Over to you, Kevin. Good luck.
I haven't even found him a girlfriend yet, but I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Then imagine what he'll say.
I can only.
Something actually nice.
I don't care how old I am. It will always be cool to me.
Uh-huh.
When a Gonzaga Bulldog that I loved has any sort of communication with me. And
yes.
As they become older and they become adults and, you know, and they do all the stuff and they're away from the game, it happens. Last time I talked to somebody, it was Shimmick Karnowski.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... When I see a message from Shimmick, it will make me happy every time.
That's fair.
And some days I'm like, I cannot believe I can text Dan Dickow or Rob Sacre.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Those two of my favorite guys ever.
Yeah. I love how you flex, Kevin James.
No, and that's not even it, Steve. I mean, I guess it feels a little braggy, but not. It's not.
Yeah.
Because what I'm saying is, I still instantly feel like a little kid getting so excited.
Right.
If I see a message
that's
from them.
That's fair. No, that's
whatever.
That's a fair sure. thought.
Yesterday, Kevin Pangos was in town. Him and his wife, Katie, and their two little kids. Absolutely adorable family, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course. And they made a little trip to the Gonzaga campus, and he took a couple pictures.
Man.
And I sent him a little direct message, and he responded back.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, when you look at your phone and it says, Kevin Pangos.
That's amazing.
Comment. I'm just like, dude, that will never get old to me. And I, again, I've hung out with Pangos, gone to lunch with Pangos, but I don't care. He's still a stinking Zag, and he's one of my favorite Zags of all time.
Yeah, fair.
And if Corey Kispert ever responds to me, I will die.
I almost said I want to see it, but then I realized that sounded terrible, but you know what I mean.
Thoughts.
Without the dying part, I think it'd be pretty cool. I got a text too, Kellen, that I was like, I was blown away by. I was like, this is amazing. I feel special. I was driving to work and I looked down and there's a message from Scotty next door at the radio station next to us.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, that is probably not going to be a good text.
Yeah, why would he be texting you?
He said he was in a pickle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I
That's
got
not
a,
good either.
I'm in an issue. Are you, can you call me? And I'm thinking, oh, jeez. So I call him and he's like, man, you have a floor jack?
What? At the radio station?
No, it was like 4:45 a.m. And I was like, yeah, I actually do have one.
You
I borrowed
do?
It from producer Steve.
what, like, really?
I mean, when you get
like
a call.
Like the kind that rolls and you jack it up?
Yeah, yeah. When
nice.
Somebody says, call me, and the first question they ask you at 4:45 in the morning.
Oh, floor
you
jack?
Got a floor jack? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I got a flat tire, and they gave me this little tiny jack in my pickup that barely gets the tire off the ground, and et cetera, et cetera. I go, yeah, I'll go back and get it. And as I'm driving there, I'm thinking to myself, this is better than Kevin Pangos texting. And I think of that.
I mean, it's close. So,
and then what happened?
Then did you go and just jack it up, and Scotty changed the tire, and that was that?
What would you do?
Well, I think we already know, and that's why I didn't get the call. I mean,
of all the people like, he was going to call.
Scotty called me. Oh, I know.
Because A, I don't have a floor jack. B, I'm not driving out to the valley. Oh. C, I'm not helping you. Although I did say when I pulled up and he's got the little tiny jack under there and it literally looked like it was going to break.
Yeah, those are stupid.
So dumb. And I go, here you go. I'm not helping you.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. And he goes, no, no, I don't need your help. I'm like, well, not when you got this. No. So I just threw the floor jack out there and there you go. That's a weird one. Chalk that up to things that you don't want at 4:45 in the morning. Is
yeah.
Somebody going, hey, can you call me? I got a problem. I'm already thinking, oh, boy.
Scotty needs to get himself a little bottle jack to carry with him.
I'm trying to think what that looks like.
A bottle jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones that are they're little round guys, and they have the...
Well, I think that's what he had, but he had a really, really small one that wouldn't even get the tire off the ground.
I thought you said bottle of Jack. Like, how is that going to be helpful?
What?
Sometimes well, you won't care
when
about
you got
your
a flat tire.
I
mean, yeah, you just sit on the side of the road. Well, suddenly solves your problems. The big 99 bottle of Jack.
Participating.
I got it.
Let's just say
you got it,
the
see?
Curtain
I got it.
Has come down on yet another miserable performance.
You know why I made that the keyword?
Why?
Because John suggested it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You remember what the 8 o'clock keyword was?
Bottom?
No, carrot.
Carrot top.
See what we did there?
That's funny.
So, anyway, if you'd like to qualify for the ultimate backyard barbecue, I mean, it's not just a barbecue, guys.
It's the ultimate.
It's the ultimate, which includes a brand new barbecue grill, which I think, I don't know, it's like $400, $450, something like that. Nice one. A cooler, a Bluetooth speaker, an American flag.
Yeah,
you can
buddy.
Fly over the holiday. $300 of groceries. Tickets and meet and greets to see Larry Fleet at the Spokane Live, Spokane Tribe Casino on July 20th. All wrapped into one fine package that you can win and qualify it for right now. We'll make the drawing in, I think it's about a week or so. So if you'd like to qualify for that, 509-441-0999, caller number 7. Anything else, fellas?
I think that's it.
All right. Same thing tomorrow then, Kay?
Yeah. I'm good with the, hopefully a little bit funnier.
We are so glad you came.
Agreed.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Steve, you were great today. Bye-bye. You should put this down as one of your great days, don't you think, Kevin? He was great.
Okay, yeah. This is the second Wednesday in... since he's been here that he's been really funny.
Are you keeping track of the actual days of the week?
Well, he keeps talking about, remember that one Wednesday a couple
yes,
months ago?
I
and I was like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I had a great Wednesday and then a not so great Thursday.
Wow. So let's change that then.
Yeah.
And is there something, is there a reason like Tuesday nights at your house are like, whoa, Taco Tuesday and early to bed?
I mean, we could say that, but.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Leftover Chinese food.
From like 3 weeks ago?
No. This was a new order.
He gets it every week, Kevin.
You're eating a lot of Chinese food.
It's really